with some advocacy groups here in the New York area that I asked him to say a few words to you. The first person I'd like to speak is Alfano, who represents the group. So first I would like to have Tina come up, and then we'll hear from David Carulli from SNAP, and then third from Dan Dugo from Child Protection Advocates.
Thank you all for coming here today. I know for some of you, it was really hard whether to come or not today. We admire your strength and your courage. My name is Tina Alfano, and I'm the president and founder of KeepOurChildrenSafe.com. I came here today in support of all the silent lambs. Today, you are silent no more. Every child matters. We will stand strong and firm against child abuse and molestation. We will be united in our plight and we will prevail. Children have rights. Children should have better laws to protect them. The wilderness has more laws to protect it. And we have laws then we have laws to protect our children. Somehow, somewhere, we have failed to protect our children. But we can and must make a change to right this wrong. Where are our legislators? Where are our congressmen and our senators? Today, you may ask, when will this all end? We must bring accountability to every individual who abuses our children, no matter who they are.
Yeah!
That's the watchtower.
You too!
You have the power to change your mind, change your priorities, and to change the very lives of thousands of your children. I know you will do your best to change, because it is God's will.
Yeah!
As God has gathered us all here today to rally for change, to say no more.
No more.
No more children, no more abused children, no more silence.
To this history-making march. Together, we have already made a difference. God bless all of you here today, and may today be the start of a better life for you and your children.
Next, we would like to hear from David Carulli of SNAP, Survivors.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm a survivor. As a boy of 14, I was repeatedly raped and sodomized by a priest at a church in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I was not capable of fighting the power of the priest and the church at age 14. Thanks to the help of my family and wonderful people along the way, and most recently SNAP, I can say I am a survivor. Many, many victims are not so lucky. They try to numb the pain with alcohol and drugs and suicide. This tragedy continues today. SNAP exists to help victims become survivors. We don't want to lose any more victims along the way. We have monthly support group meetings, and this Sunday we're having a rally outside of St. Patrick's Cathedral from 9 in the morning till 1. You're all invited. I hope you can make it. like to thank you for inviting me and allowing me to speak. I think you're doing a wonderful job. Keep up the good work.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah. Really took off work to be with us here today. And he's here to support us as an abuse survivor. We're very appreciative of him making the trip. Thank you, David.
Yeah.
The last person I would like to have speak with the groups is Dan Dugo. It's touching to see everybody come here together from different congregations and different religions, and just it's nice to see everybody come together from different religions and even no religion, just to stand here and give support to the cause. I tend to think that people need to speak a little more about the bigger picture, like the politics behind things. That's something I'd like to touch on. I feel that the issue of clergy members who abuse children sexually is an issue of child safety and not a religion issue which these people hide behind. All religious leaders as well as politicians have a moral and civil obligation to protect children under their watch. While our country is in the middle of a crisis of children that are being molested and raped by clergy members as well as other members of society, Senator Bruno in New York State, who's a Senate Majority Leader, stated publicly that the clergy mandatory reporting bill is not a priority right now. As a front-top guy, Governor Pataki, it's nice to watch him stand on platforms and receive awards, but what is he really doing to protect children from child rape? It's time to put politics aside and do his job. If Pataki wanted a bill on his desk that would make clergy mandatory reporting or the statute of limitations to be extended, he would have that bill on his desk within a week. But because of his bid for re-election, the welfare, safety, and health of defenseless children have been put on the back burner. God forbid he should pass a law that would upset some Catholics or Catholic groups that he might lose some votes from. Politicians are sacrificing the children for the sake of votes. We won't tolerate this, and I'm asking society as well to put their foot down and say no, they won't tolerate it either. I don't know much about politics, but I'm being forced to learn very quickly, and what I see so far is disgusting. I also feel that the federal and state agencies should also investigate all these religious organizations who engaged in covering up and obstructing justice.
Next, we have an attorney here with us. Her name is Kimberly Norris from Dallas, Texas area.
Yeah!
Yeah!
She has an announcement she would like to make to you here today.
Yeah! Woo! Hey, it's Kim Norris from Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah!
The first of countless lawsuits to be brought in the 50 states filed by my firm and lawyers affiliated with us to be filed in Oregon today. On behalf of a Jehovah's Witness Congregational Victim Survivor, asking for compensation in the amount of $3 million. Want a penny? Check our website. We'll update as we go. Let's go get them.
This is the last part of the program, and at this point, different abuse survivors said that they would like to say a few words.